So the warm-up exercise, right, is used to prepare the body for activity, right? The core purpose are to raise your heartbeat, right, your heart rate and your breathing, raise in body temperature, and also mentally and physically prepare your body for exercise, right? The warm-up exercise should consist of 5 to 10 minutes of low to moderate intensity, right, before getting into the actual exercise. Hey, Pupster, welcome to Train Your Dog Podcast. I'm your host, Dexter. Train Your Dog Podcast is a new doggy podcast on education, animal learning, behavioral modification, and dog training. Train Your Dog Podcast focuses on helping your puppy to make sound decisions. Good decision empowers your puppy to enjoy freedom, and with good decision, gets your puppy a good and rewarding reinforcements. Pups promote positive interaction with animal, and pups, your companion for life. Hi, we are back on the training tips of the day segment. Right, so today we're going to touch on the uncommon tips for your dog training, right, which is very unusual because people will be all telling you about the training tips, but here I'm going to tell you what is the uncommon one, right? So number one, right, you are the one who needs to be the one learning and train, right? So despite of dog owner might have tell you, right, there's nothing wrong with your dogs, right? Nonetheless, people who are poorly trained, right, is almost always, right, blame the dog for some sorts of inert character or flaws, right? This is because we all looking at dog training common training problem, right, as an issue from the dog's point of view, right? So but as a dog trainer for so many years since 2003, right, of my 17 years in training, I can always and definitely in definite answer, I can tell you the problem lies mostly with the owner. Right, so the logic is, right, the point is you need to be prepared to be the one who learns how to manage your dog. Right, so I hope that these tips of the day will be basically helps you to, have a check, self-check on yourself. And when you enters into a dog training, you knows that you are the one that needs to be trained and not your dog. Hey, Pupster, thanks for joining us for this series of Train Your Dog podcasts, right? Today, we are going to talk about the agility series in terms of the warm-up routine, which is very key importance, especially when you have just started to do the agility. You need to prepare both the dog and yourself as a handler to be physically fit, so that your muscles, your mind, your body is all ready for to do that extreme sport that is taking a toll on the body, right, mind and spirit. Because when you're doing very well in the agility course, you realize that you need to have speed, you need to have flow, you need to have accuracy, you need to be able to control the dog, which is rather difficult in the aspect. Right, so let's look at what is our training technique, right? So a training method is only successful to you if you fully understand it and feel comfortable with it. This is by a dog trainer, right? And we believe typically on a model of a thinking dog, right? So what is a thinking dog? A thinking dog is a confident, happy working animal who understands fully what he's expected to do on any given command, enjoys meeting new challenges, rarely bored with obedience, and can be fine-tuned into utmost accuracy,
right? So that is a thinking dog. So for to us, I think in all aspect, whether you are going to do dog agility, you are going to do dog obedience, you're going to do dog sport, whatsoever that you're doing, I think you need to be able to have a dog that is thinking, right? A dog that is active rather than passive. When I say active, means that the dog is happy to use his own imagination, or what we call in training terms, we call it the anticipation. Right, the anticipation in training is a critical aspect, elements of training. Right, of course, as you get into closer to a competition, you know, anticipation becomes a problem, right? For you to prove yourself against and your dog as a team against the anticipation, right? Of aspect of it, right? But in the pure sense of when you're into training, I think anticipation is something very critical, right? If my dog doesn't anticipate, it tells me one thing, that he doesn't understand the exercise, right? When he start to anticipate, it tells me very clearly that he knows what is next, next step that he needs to do, and that's give me a very good cue that he's ready, he understand the command, and I need to right now put that command into cue, right? So this is what training is all about, right? I guess, right? So let's look at again back to our agility series, which is this today's podcast. We want to talk about the warm-up routine for an agility dog, right? So warm-up in Chinese is called Ruisen, right? So as a Chinese character perfectly described, right, Ruisen is a warming up of a body, right? So it's just like any professional human athlete who never fail to do warm-up, right? Like a professional soccer player, right, they usually perform a half an hour to 45 minutes type of warm-up so that they can get their stamina up, they can get their heartbeat raised, they can get their muscle loosened, they can get themselves warm up enough so that they can then go for the actual match, right, that would, which takes a lot of toll on the body, right? So just like a agility. So the warm-up exercise, right, is used to prepare the body for activity, right? The core purpose are to raise your heartbeat, right, your heart rate and the breathing, raise in body temperature, and also mentally and physically prepare your body for exercise, right? The warm-up exercise should consist of 5 to 10 minutes of low to moderate intensity, right, before getting into the actual exercise, right? So if you look into my training concept, right, people who have been training with me realize that I always have a warm-up run, right? So the warm-up run to me is also like a form of a warm-up, right? Instead of doing the physical exercise, which I'm going to describe in this warm-up exercise in this podcast, right? But of course, there are certain times that I prefer to go for the actual run, which is a very low to moderate type of run that give you a chance to basically, you know, warm up the dog, gets the dog up in thinking that, okay, now it's back to what we call training time, where the food and the reward is anticipated, right? Therefore, the dog needs to do and to get into the reward zone, right? So what is the reward zone? Meaning, when he sees obstacle, if it's an A-frame, he needs to scale the A-frame, right? If he sees a weepo, he needs to do a slalom, which is a zigzag through the thing. If he sees a tunnel, he needs to zoom through. If he sees a bar jump, he needs to jump. So by warming up the dog begins to understand that, okay, all these are trained activities, right? So therefore, they are ready for the actual exercise, right? So to basically, again, back to warm-up, right? The warm-up again is to increase the blood flow, right, of the muscle that will improve the delivery of oxygen and nutrients, right? Warm your muscle, which promotes activation of the muscle getting ready to what we call a stretch reflex, right? An automatic response your body has when the muscle is lengthened, right, or hardened, right? So warm-up are critical because it gets your body ready for activity. Without warming up, right, you can only risk more injury because you are also get less from your workout exercise, right? Why am I saying so? Because when you do not warm up, you realize that you are not as agile, you are not as quick, your body are not at the tip top, right? Before, when you warm up, you are ready to do a, you know, a stretch. When you warm up, you are able to do a sudden turn. When you're warm up, you're able to have good reflex, things like that, right? So without doing so, you actually going to get yourself a risk of injury, right? Because when you has to do a sudden turn, right, your mind thinks that you are ready, but your body is not, because you have failed to warm up. Therefore, it will basically cause injury. And you realize as you age, injury takes time to heal, right? So therefore, as we are getting into from a adult, you know, going to our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, or even our 60s, we need to be very careful because we need to be able to take care of our own body, right? Because as it gets older, it takes a longer time to heal, and the ability to get back to that tip-top condition is not going to be so ready so easily. But therefore, it's always good to be ready by using lots of warm-up exercise. Right, so what is the advantage of proper warm-up? Okay, let's go to the advantages before we get into the what are the warm-up exercises looks like. Right, so warming up prepares your heart, your lungs, your muscle for more strenuous exercise stages, right? And the main focus is the workout, right? Because by working out, basically you realize that you are looking into how to strengthen that core muscle, you know, how to strengthen that reflex of turning, getting yourself into a tight turns, how to basically flex your muscle so that you're able to gain control over a dog walk or A-frame or titter in the aspect. Therefore, it helps you to get yourself more ready for a more vigorous and strenuous stage of the exercise, right? So muscle temperatures increases, right, as you warm up, and your muscle, your warm-up muscle basically will both contract more forcefully and relax more quickly, right? So therefore, it really reduces the risk of overstretching and causing injury, right? So that is the advantage of the warm-up. Like, so likewise, in again, back to the dog agility context, warming up for agility dog is both important and necessary, right? So below are the warm-up exercise that I used to do with my agility dog, right? So one, right, the very first one, we call it the static run, right? Or the constant run, right? Therefore, we will walk the dog for a brisk walk to a running pace, right? It takes about maybe 3 to 5 minutes for us to get into that routine, right? So walking, it's basically a good warm-up exercise, as I maybe just trot around the agility course, right? That activates the mind, the body to prepare for more strain exercise. It further raises the heartbeat, and then breathing and the temperature of the body and the brisk walk, you know, propel into a running for 3 to 5 minutes, right? Will get it ready, get it going. Your body will be just nice when you're ready to do that strain exercise.
This podcast is sponsored by Pups Dog Training. Pups is a positive dog training school. We train dogs from puppy to advanced. Pups Training Academy focuses on nurturing, training, educating, and motivating our trainers to better equip themselves with skills, knowledge, experience to ensure continuing education and keeping abreast with the field of dog training. Our flagship programs include online cyber puppy training, life skills, dog obedience, behavioral modification, private one-on-one home-based training, and dog spots.
So number two, right, the second exercise that I will do for warm up will be called the tugging, right? So the tugging is an overall warming up exercise, right? A good bite will basically stretch and allow the flow of blood to the muscle, right? So the tugging action provides the flexing of the neck, the upper body, and the lower body of the dog. Tugging left and right gives your dog opportunity to flex all the paws muscle as your agility dog pursue in the tugging phase, right? So therefore, tugging gives them capability to really, when they go for a good bite, right, that gives them, you know, intensity of the brain, right, so they know how to really grab, and then they start flexing their muscle, right, that helps them to basically strengthen their core muscle, you know, the back, the spine, basically strengthening of that at the paw, giving that grips and things like that. That will all build very nicely when it goes for a very good, right, and a rounded tugging, right? So when I say rounded tugging, it just means that besides going from left to right, you can also go to what we call a up and down motion, right, where you allow the dog to pull away that toy from you, and that causes the dog to bite harder and stretch, right? So basically you will stretch his core muscle, stretch his neck, turn his neck, so that he can basically stretch all the part of the muscles that is required for a dog to go into the activation of the exercises, right? So that's critical. So number three, right, and we look into the turns. Right here, we talk about the left and the right turns, right? So the left and right turns are turning in circles, allow your agility dog to flex their right and left body muscle, right, for a sudden turn and to the left or to the right, right, which is critical for dog agility. As you know, speed in agility is the most crucial, right? So tight turns are what we all look out for. Our dog being able to, you know, strengthen their muscle as they goes for a strike, right? Instead of a outstretched strike over a bar jump, he may need to contract his body, you know, to go for the additional strike so that he can be able to collect his body and propel over a turn into a very tight turn that is necessary to negotiate that cost, right? That will give us a better timing, right? And that can only achieve if your dog has already learned the left and the right turns, right? He knows how to flex his muscle. He knows how to collect his, He knows how to collect his, his muscle. He knows how to collect his strike. He knows how to propel into the mid-air or the jump. And then he's able to turn that body, right? To be able to negotiate that turns, right? So we do all this turn very carefully, right? Because that also might cause injury. So what we will do, right? So usually we will do a very static, meaning to say that we will put the dog just in front of us and we'll just use the hand signal to do that flip, right? So it's a left or right flick and then gets back to the toy, goes for a good tug, right? Again, we use back the tug toy, or you can use foot, it's up to you, right? So once that is done, I will be able to progress the dog to my left in my heel position. As I move forward, I will flip the dog the other way around and then give him the toy. So basically, I will move the dog around so that he'll be able to read my body language, he's able to see my anger, he's able to see my body flow, therefore he knows what to do, and then gets into a very good a practice where he reads me like a book and I read the dog as a book, right? So that is what the Momot exercise actually aims to achieve, right? So the fourth, right, we are going to do will be the bow. The bow exercise will be something that we do for like our dog tricks, right? A very common bowing exercise that I think we all do, right? But that's fine, right? So the bowing exercise basically, right, in that bowing position, right, it stretches the four flicks, right, and contracts the high muscle, right? It provides a good and proper stretch of an agility dog. So a bowing exercise is very critical, right? So that can come about when you're talking about, again, when you talk about the good tug, you know, when you pull forward the tug and the dog pull back, that is a very perfect bow, and that stretches the fourth muscle and then the back hind leg, right? That gives the dog a very good stretch overall, right? So the fifth exercise, right? So what I would do usually, I will also massage the muscle group of the four paws, right? And right, and what I do is that in this massage phase, right, I will allow the dogs to basically stand there and allow me to do a little bit of massaging of the muscle, right? I will look for the fourth limb, right, tugging the back, his fourth joint, before moving his hind limbs and tugging of the hind joints, right? This relaxes, right, and stretches your dog's muscle properly and gently. So always remember, in this stretching massaging exercise, please remember, do not force in your dog. If your dog is uncomfortable, you need to go back to the drawing board, right, where I think you should do it at home, right, when it's in the very low intensity. It allows you to stretch the muscle. Do not pull, right? When you pull, you are going to hurt your dog, definitely, right? So here, he's talking about stretching that muscle so that your dog will have a proper stretch, and then that will allows good muscle flow, right? That gives the body strength and that reduce injury, right? Which is the most important for us all. Because you, if you remember, if you spend that 1 year, 2 year, that 3 years training a good agility dog, and just because of a careless not getting into a good warm-up routines, and that caused an injury, right? That is going to set you back many years, right? Because you are going to retrain a new agility dog, or you're going to wait for the agility dog to be healed, and that takes time, right? And remember, the lifespan of the dog is not going to be young after the injury, right? And he may never be back to the tip-top condition of the dog after the injury, right? So therefore, it's always prudent for us to really look into the dog overall health, make sure that he's protected, make sure that he has a good warm-up exercise to basically, you know, improve the brain, the mind, the muscle, you know, at the same time, you know, make sure that there is lessen the possibility of creating injury, right, for the agility dog, right? So the sixth one, right, that the sixth warm-up exercise that I will do is called the spring into action, right? So this last warm-up exercise, we call it the spontaneous responses, right? A drop and recall, a rollover, a short sprint, running. This will prepare your agility dog for a full broom agility run and action, right? So this is very good. So I will do, usually I will be like doing some sprinting, you know, and the last maybe a good 15 seconds of sprinting to the end of the course, right? And the dog will charge with me, and then I will deliver the toy, right? So that gives the dog a very good time to again prepare the body for the propel energy of that dog to go into the burst. And that is critical because, for example, if I want the dog to did a 1 second titter, right, the dog needs to be in the tip-top condition to do that, right? And the warm-up exercise definitely will help my dog to be preparing to prepare for that 1 second titter, right? So this is the very important thing we want to do. But so, as you already know, right, proper warm-up will not only prevent spot injury, right, it will get you the itch and most of it, right, out of that strenuous exercise, right? So so therefore, to avoid the unnecessary injury in the dog agility, you need to adapt a proper warm-up exercise, right? So this is the core importance, right, that I would think that you want to do. All right, so I guess this podcast is going to be a very short one, right? But again, I think it's critical for us to really look into the warm-up of the dog, right? In the next session, I will tell you about the warm down process, because as we always remember, right, after we warm up, it goes for the actual exercise. After that, you need to do a warm down, because you need to cool down your muscle, to prepare your mind and the body to cool down, so that your heart, your brain, your muscle, you know, gets the time to warm down. So it properly warm down, therefore again, it will prevent injury. So the next time when you want to warm up again, it becomes very easy. So let's recap, right? So what are the warm-up exercises that we had just talked about? So number one, right, we talk about the, you know, maintaining that static run, right, from a brisk walk to running. That takes about 3 to 5 minutes again to raise the body, right, prepare, activates the mind, the body to prepare for the strenuous exercise. Number two, tugging, right? So tugging is also an overall warm-up exercise, as we mentioned. Therefore, it helps you to basically to flex that the neck, the upper body, the lower body of the dog, right? So this is very critical, right? The third one we talk about will be the turns, right? Again, the left and the right turns, which is critical in agility, because your dogs needs to make very important tight turns in the course, and it's going to be very frequent. Therefore, this exercise helps your dog to be prepared for making that tight turn, right? The next, we talk about the bow, right? The bowing exercise, as in the dog treats, as I said before. So the bowing exercise basically stretches the forelimbs, right, and contractures the high muscle, and therefore provides a good and proper stretch for your dog, right, for agility, right? The next one will be the massage, right, of the muscle group of the forepaw, right? So basically, I need to collect the fourth leg, I need to massage that leg, I need to stretch that foreleg by tugging in his fore joint. Therefore, I allow the dogs to have the muscle massage and then get ready for a hard and physical exercise level of strength, right? Next one, the last one we're talking about will be springing into action, right? So therefore, again, as I mentioned before, I prepare my dog for sprinting, right? So therefore, I will run And maybe for the next 15 seconds, I will be bursting down around that 50 meter, right? So my dog will just run with me at the fastest speed they can, and then I'll toss a toy and for the dog to go for the grip, right? That will be a very good warm up. So therefore, right, the last thing I want to leave with you again is to, right, to avoid unnecessary injury to our agility dog. We therefore need and have to prepare a proper warm up routine, right? Because it's necessary, is crucial, right? Therefore, we need you to pay a special attention to it, right? So that's all I have for you today, right? So be positive, stay safe, and right, and have fun, right? And I'll see you again in my next episode. I want to thank you for joining us for this podcast, and if you like our show, please click on the subscribe button so that you will be prompted with the latest episode that is available on our channel, Train Your Dog Podcast, right? Or you can leave us a review at podchaser.com/pubsSG. Podchaser as in PUDCHASER.com, right? And you can leave with us the review at your favorite podcast channel, listener to be able to find our channel when they search for us over the search engine. Once again, you can find us at pups.com.sg, which is PUPS. Pups has a trainer academy to nurture, train, educate, and motivate all trainers to better equip ourselves with skill, knowledge, experience, and to ensure continuous education to keep abreast with the field of dog training. Pups Dog Training, we provide Puppy 101, Pet Dog, and Dog Sport Training. And our flagship program, our Dog Obedience Life Skill Program, and also the Puppy Fundamentals Obedience Classes, and Puppy Fundamental Agility Classes, and Behavioral Consulting. Thanks again for listening to our podcast, and we hope you like it, and I'll see you again in our next podcast. Thanks. See you, yeah.